Hey, let's talk about how to stand out in Facebook groups so you get the job, people seek you out, and want to hire you.
Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite.
Hey, it's Emily Reagan. Welcome back to the show. If you're new to me, I'm a fellow freelancer, a digital marketing implementer. I've been doing the work for over 12 years, helping my clients grow, nurture, sell to their audience. And it's really fun work. I love it. This whole podcast is dedicated to helping you step into this independent contractor business, doing the work for clients, feeling good, feeling competent, and ultimately, so you can have a freedom-based life, right? So you can have a job that pays well and it gives you all the flexibility you need to live your real life. A lot of us are in different situations as moms, as caregivers, as part-timers and side hustlers. I love the work so much, and I have helped over 250 men and women learn the in-demand digital marketing skills in my Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, which will open up again in October. So you're in the right place if you want to learn digital marketing and if you want to learn other freelancer stories. So I have shared on previous episodes, previous YouTube videos and whatnot, how to find clients. And I go deeper into this in my freelance business Kickstarter. You can find a link to that in the show notes, but really how to find the clients and what you need to be doing. And one good source is Facebook groups. And of course, Facebook is being a little wonky lately and Facebook group engagement is down, but that doesn't mean there aren't groups where your people, your clients are hanging out. You just need to find them. And so what kind of brought this to mind is I'm watching a big wig launch a course. And right now that Facebook group is hot, hot, hot because it's like pops up during the launch period and then it's going to die down. It's going to stay relevant after the launch is over and the cart closes for another month or two. And I've seen this year after year. So this is a great Facebook group to be in and be active and to be making these connections. But here's the thing. You can't go into these Facebook groups and then cold DM people and asking them to book a call with you. I mean, I see so many yucky, spammy comments and it just makes me not want to hire anyone. And I see people saying like, oh yeah, I'm interested, and then not actually pitching themselves. And so it's such a balance of how to get work in Facebook groups. So I wanted to talk about that just a little bit today. So you're feeling motivated to just show up as yourself and be authentic here and what to say in these groups to get noticed. So you're not shamelessly plugging yourself. You're being too desperate, too spammy, or too annoying, because I think that's all of our fears, right? We don't want to look like that. So I just want to warn you, word to the wise, Facebook has made it possible, a while ago this happened, where you can see the group members in these Facebook groups. You can see their history, their activity. And so it's really obvious who's in there as a taker, just trying to get jobs and promote themselves. So Facebook group owners are being very hypersensitive to constant selling, to snaffling inside the Facebook groups, people just coming in there and trying to like pirate the clients and steal the clients and poach the clients. I mean, I had to kick out a virtual assistant coach or two from my Facebook group who was trying to steal jobs and send it their way and steal potential clients. And I mean, this is such a fine line, okay? I'm just gonna call it what it is. It's such a fine line. But you should get involved in the Facebook groups where your clients are hanging out. And you don't have to do it in this way where you're just like pitching yourself all the time. And I have found it works for me, just being very authentic and being myself and coming from a place of helping other people. And that truly, truly shows. So I recently had a student here on the show talking about how she went into a Facebook group and just kind of commented on there and ended up getting a job. Here's that clip now.
It was a client who was not satisfied with the turnaround time that her virtual assistant was offering. And whatever was happening in this thread just did not sit right with me. It was not an attack of the virtual assistant, but no one was defending the virtual assistant either.
Yeah.
No one was really speaking up and saying, hey, we need clear communication. We need clear deadlines. Don't be afraid to talk to your virtual assistant. You know, maybe go talk to your VA first instead. So that was kind of the gist of the thread. And by the time I hopped in, I just had to say, you know, a lot of times your virtual assistant is juggling a lot on their plate, not only for you, but for the other clients too. And clear communication is always going to be your very best route. I was one of the only ones at the time that was kind of coming to the defense of the virtual assistant, but just watching the direction that it was going, I just thought, this is a really simple problem to fix if she would have just reached out to her VA. And I thought if I were in that position, I would be mortified if my client didn't feel comfortable enough to come to me and say, hey, you know, we're having a disconnect on a timeline. And so it was, maybe I was just in a mood that day, but that particular thread just happened to spark me. And for my client, they saw my response, liked how I handled it, and tracked down the rest of my information to see if it would be a good fit. Lo and behold, they are literally my dream client.
So what Brittany did was supernatural. She was not even looking for clients. She came from a place of helping, just commenting on a post, giving her ideas and her thought and her input. And here's the thing, we all know this is an algorithm game of engagement and comments. So like, that's helpful to somebody. I notice who's commenting on my Instagram post. I notice who's active in my Facebook group. So that gets you noticed when you're active. So start getting involved in discussions where it doesn't involve selling yourself, and be smart about it. Don't be whiny. Don't be negative. Be careful what you say in these groups. Don't be down on yourself. I'm not saying you need to be fake. I'm just saying those feelings you need to share with somebody else in a different place. This is like a professional world right now we're in. Yes, people will see your activity. They'll click on your name. They'll go over to your business page. So make sure your business page is linked to your personal profile, because in these groups, you want to interact with your personal profile, but you need to make sure your personal profile is optimized over there. So people will follow you to your business page and learn more about you, because people are going to see your answers. They're going to be impressed and they're going to want to work with you, because in this day and age, people are very nervous to hire just anybody. So if you can make a good impression, if you can start getting active right now, you'll start building your reputation. This is especially good for any of you who are brand new. And trust me, I know how hard it is to start brand new and nobody knows you. That's why I've built a network of freelancers. That's why I have the digital marketing work group for freelancers to get those referrals and get those jobs when nobody knows who they are. Okay, let's just take a moment here. It's impossible to get referrals without putting yourself out there all the time. It's really difficult to have a community when you're doing the work by yourself. It's also hard to stay up to date when you're just one person, and digital marketing trends, platforms, technology, and strategies change all of the time. And it's no fun having to do lead generation for your business when you'd rather be doing billable hours. So I have a solution for you. Come join my digital marketing work group. It's a tight community of freelancers, virtual assistants, digital marketing specialists who are all up-leveling in their skills, getting advanced trainings, applying for my job ops, and becoming digital marketing specialists and managers and strategists. This is an online referral community for both skilled and up-and-coming digital marketing service pros and virtual assistants. We've shared over 800 jobs with our community. We'd love to have you too. If you need client work, if you need a squad behind you, if you need help raising your prices, promoting yourself to the next level, this is the place to be. You can apply for the work group with the link in the show notes. We'd love to have you. Back to the show. I get it. I've been the military kid, the new girl all the time, always starting over. It's really hard and I'm trying to help people out. You also have to help yourself out. So develop this history of serving and contributing to the group, cheering people on, and give, give, give. Also, refer other people. Don't just refer yourself. You start referring other people, they start referring you, they start noticing, you tag them, they'll start referring you. It is okay to have other freelancers who do something similar but slightly different, who have a niche. It is a good thing to have a referral group. But also, let me warn you, if you are too camped in these Facebook groups, if you're responding too fast, if you're leaving too many comments, it looks like you don't have a real job or a life and you might be a little bit desperate. Like if somebody posts something, sometimes it's good to be one of the first comments because you get noticed. But if you're like that on all of the posts, people are noticing that too. And they're wondering, do you really work? I remember I first thought about that with Twitter and the PR world. I'm like, are any of these PR people actually working or are they just like tweeting all day? Okay, So here's what you can do in groups to get noticed without being shameless. Check on these groups, your top five Facebook groups, figure out which ones they are, which ones are active. You can see the stats. Concentrate on the ones that are active right now because the algorithm is kind of dinging groups and engagement is low. Make sure your Facebook profile is optimized. We talked about that. And what I want you to do is go cheer on five people, congratulate them in a comment, show up more than just an emoji, right? Put some thought into a complete sentence, spell things right, capitalize your proper nouns. If I see people doing these lazy half-ass sentences and then wonder why I don't want to hire them or wonder why I'm not inviting them to my group. Oh, the best one is when people are like, more info. I'm like, or you could click the link and read it. Like, already I'm not impressed. So don't be one of those people that needs to be spoon-fed. And go in there and participate in all of those market research questions. Do the ICA calls when business owners are doing that for their courses. Like, that's going to help you get noticed as a service provider and recommend other peers' courses, articles, not just yourself. And this works well when someone's not like immediately like the same thing you do, direct competition. Like, think about sister services. If you know a video editor, you know, if somebody is specifically looking for like a TikTok manager, but that's not you, share somebody else's name. And every time you see a share thread, interact with other people. Don't just like leave your stuff and bounce. Like, talk to people, comment on at least five others. And make sure you are throwing in references about what you do. If you have a thought, a comment to a discussion, you can casually, indirectly mention your services and your business. And then that will pique people's curiosity. And you never know who's watching. Some people are lurkers. They're reading the comments and they're clicking, but they might not take the time to respond. So this actually works. So I encourage you to get involved in the Facebook groups. Just be careful about which ones. Just be mindful of your time. This can absolutely be a way to lead gen. It worked for Brittany. It worked for me with a client a couple, maybe it was last year. I don't know. I have no concept of time, but I was just in there. And instead of like, hey, hire me, she posted a problem and everybody jumped on her. I was the only person who wrote, where are you getting stuck? And then the next thing I know, I'm on the phone with her and she's hiring me. Which was not my intention at all. I had a full calendar. I should have said no. I have that problem more than not, like a saying no. But that's what I mean. That works every time. And then absolutely don't DM people, private message people. I guess that's what you'd say on Facebook. I get so many VAs, especially overseas VAs, DMing me, asking me if I need a VA because I casually mentioned VA. It's like they must have like a search alert or something. And I'm like, look at my profile. I don't need to hire outside. I have a whole community of VAs. Like, look at what I do before you offer your services. I don't know if that works for people, and kudos to them for doing cold outreach and putting their business out there and being bold. But man, that turns me off the second I know someone hasn't read one thing about what I do, because then it would be very clear I actually don't need that. But if they did it in a different way, I might be open, you know? Okay, thanks for joining me on the show. Super, super brief. I want to encourage you to go take my quiz. I have a personality quiz that will give you an idea based on your strengths and your DISC personality of some online positions you could do related to digital marketing. So you'll find that link here in the description of this podcast. And I can't thank you enough for joining me. If you are listening to this podcast, if you found it helpful, would you please screenshot what you're doing? Post it on Instagram stories, tag me, I'll reshare it. It'll be good for your business. DM me if you have some topic ideas. I just love to hear from you. And I want to make sure this podcast is actually serving you and I have topics that help you. So let this be your motivator today to get active in Facebook groups, even though it might seem like some of them are not working. There's a lot of Facebook groups that are working right now, and those are the ones that we're going to call them the mixers, the ones where people are coming together to purposefully hire each other. I think those Facebook groups are the biggest ones to go in. And I do share a list of Facebook groups with my students to help them get started. And then what's nice is we can go tag each other in some of these because we know which ones are working. So if you're interested, the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School will open again in October, but you can also do some of this on your own to kind of get some work going for you. Let that motivate you, okay? I'll see you next week. If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services. Here's that clip now. Now my sister calls me back.